What up, blurred and blurredettes and everything in between? It's your boy Orson T, and we're here for the return of the TV Blurs podcast. It's been forever since it's been a thing, and we are back to talk. Right, we are back to talk some TV shit with y'all. Of course, we got Mr. Joey McFly over here.
Hello.
And then, of course, we got Freya on the ones and twos ready to talk some shits. What's going on, guys?
What's up? We're back.
How y'all weeks and shits been?
Yeah.
Well, it's been busy, but it's winding down to the weekend. Today is Wednesday. It's winding down.
And next week, of course, is the two best days of the year. The 8th and the 10th.
It's the Libra. It's the Libra holiday.
Run that shit. Hey. 10 out of 10. Would recommend.
Period.
I swear I love.
You got the Empress and the Emperor on the line. What's up?
That's how we do.
We here.
That's what's up. What about you, Joey McFly? How's life treating you this week?
This week, you know, life be lifing. You know, I'm here, so I'm happy.
Yeah, clearly off that text message you sent early, but I'm going to leave that be. I'm going to leave that right where it was at I received it. When we off the air, Freya, I might have to get you hip to that text message I woke up to. It was plum buffoonery.
It really was. It was really bad.
And my notifications was off, and I looked like, wait, when did I get this message? I'm like, this is shenanigans. Not in the middle of the day.
Not in the middle of the day. No, Joseph. Of course not.
Not when the sun's out.
When the shadows and things are out.
Absolute.
Oh my.
Trash.com. Oh my. That's all I gotta say. That's
freaks come out at night.
That's where I'm gonna leave it. Freaks. Yes, and all caps. All caps. That's what that was.
What is happening?
But okay, but I digress. I digress. I ain't gonna send it to you now, but we'll talk about it later.
Move it to me, y'all. You're not gonna tell.
You
me.
Just know. You know how he be on some shenanigans.
It was not a question for you, so therefore you didn't get it.
Ain't no shame in his game ever.
At all, no. There's definitely
shameless.
Definitely, yeah. He definitely is.
I feel like y'all are talking bad about me, but it's okay.
No, we're not talking bad about you. We talking facts, our friend.
No, we're not talking bad about you.
He knows he.
Right,
I might be a little bit.
I'm on your side. I know that you know.
But
you listen, Joe. I'm on a new journey where I'm just meeting people where they at. You know what I'm saying? So I accept you for who you are and who you is and what you've been doing because we know what it is.
You got to. If you don't accept your friend for who they are, they shouldn't be your friend.
We're never gonna go viral with this
friend. Nope.
We can't. But anywho, so let's go ahead and hop into this TV and entertainment news because I got some shits for y'all. I think everything on this news list, it's been a week for the women. It's Black Girl Magic this week. And
okay, what we got?
I'm here for it. We're gonna just go ahead and start it off with Beyonce's concert movie.
Yeah.
She said she didn't make enough money doing this concert. So she gonna make double it and have the concert movie.
She said, you know what? Some of y'all didn't get to come. I guess like, I put it on TV at the movie theater for y'all.
It's like, let's make this happen.
So it's set to hit with the Black Album movie, so I ain't surprised.
In theaters?
I don't know. I just watched the shot. I was a pirate back then, so I know I downloaded it.
I don't remember him being in theaters. That's crazy. But it's set to come to theaters only AMC on December 1st. People already been starting to buy tickets. They've already sold between six.
Wait, and what? What day?
December 1st.
Why is she playing with us in color purple? She needs to stop it. When does Color Purple come out?
Color Purple don't come out until December 25th on Christmas Day.
Beyonce said, I'm going to drop this so y'all can get y'all shine.
Beyonce, look, yep. She's like, let me start this off. But just so everybody know, Beyonce did all the niggas. For Christmas, baby, I got you some Beyonce tickets at the movies.
First off, why you ain't give me no Beyonce tickets at the concert? I don't want no $20 ticket. I want to be up there at the concert. That's how they really going to be.
If you can't enjoy it,
some people
on the big screen, you ain't really a fan.
At the theater.
Some people don't be happy with what they get.
How about how you spend it?
If I get the big screen, let me tell you how this theater is about to be lit.
So, do y'all think everybody going to watch Silver again?
Oh, yeah, y'all going to make a Space Cowboys. Yep. I know it.
Everybody gonna look like Martians in aluminum foil.
I'm gonna go to me an 11 a.m. movie. Hopefully, ain't nobody dressed up, ain't nobody kids there, and I get to chill and enjoy this concert. Right,
ready for the
man.
Show.
Them, but tickets are selling for $20 a piece.
That's not normal ticket price.
And then so far with just pre-sale, she's made between $6 and $7 million.
Dang, I ain't even bought a ticket yet.
Man.
And I know I'm at least buy one that I ain't going to and one that I'm going to go to.
I think the most thing I'm excited to see at this concert movie is because these things have like not been in my mind. They literally been a myth to me. But her twins.
Did I tell you? Listen, I met one. I got to see the picture. I can't post because they was doing the concert. But since it's over, I'm going to talk about it, baby.
Who you met, Rumi or Sir? Which one? Rumi, I think that's her name. Rummy, I think her name Rummy. You met the twins. I'm talking about her kids. I ain't talking about the twins. I don't care about them.
Okay.
I done been knowing them before Beyonce, so I ain't worried about them. But I'm excited to see her little twins because I forgot they existed until I saw them in the trailer. I was like, oh, that's right. She do got two other kids. Huh.
Right, where did they go?
But that's that. But not only are we getting the tour in theaters, she's also going to be dropping the Renaissance visuals. So the videos for the music going to be on there as well, which I think is interesting choice. Like, does that mean she's not going to play those songs in the movie and we're going to get the visuals instead of the concert, or is she going to play the visuals and the concert twice?
No, I think it's probably going to be how she dropped the Lemonade. Remember, like, she was documenting, like, when she was getting ready for the formation tour, but then when the song came on, it was the video. I feel like that's probably what's going to happen.
I guess we'll see. But
so it might not even be the full tour. You know what I mean? It might be more so, like, her showing the back work, like, everybody rehearsing for it, all the time she put into like getting the stage set up, and then when it's time for the performance part, it might just be the visual for the video.
I think I'd rather see the actual concert than the visuals.
But we were one of the few that didn't go, so I think that if you think about all the folks that did go,
they can wait until the visuals hit YouTube. Like, we want to see the concert. Like, videos should just be on YouTube. I ain't trying to pay that money to go watch a bunch of videos. Like, what the hell?
You're playing devil's advocate because I didn't go, but if I would have went, I would be like, that's your fault. That's your fault.
I guess. Moving right along. Also, we got Issa Rae is in the news because she has just been named the 2024 American Black Film Festival's Creative Director. So she'll be in charge of figuring out the festival lineup and then promoting the showcase for Black talent and discovering new actors for the film festival. So big ups to her.
Can we please do that, girl? Big ups, because listen, I know some filmmakers in St. Louis. I've got 3 great films coming out of St. Louis, and I'm wishing all my film creators that I know that's coming up this stuff, like, best of luck for you guys. I've seen some people in the works with some big names in their films. They posted a picture with them and Miss the best Angela Bassett herself and her husband. Mm, child. Mm. Let me. I'm like, let me be a fly in that wall in that room, honey. What was y'all talking about?
Right.
I can't wait.
Now I'm.
So, yeah.
Speaking of black creatives getting movies and stuff, I've really been here for all these people that's been getting the as low budget as they are. All these Tubi movies.
Yes.
One of my homegirls is in a Tubi movie.
That's what's up.
Like, it's absolute crazy. And I know they're going to about to start. I got to look it up. She's been posting it on Facebook. I can't remember what the name of it is. But we were, like, in all the plays together back in high school. She was in the dance troupe that we was in. I think you met her before, actually. Rachelle. She, dang. I'm trying to think. Rachelle, I'm pretty sure we didn't dance together. But anywho, but that's that.
Congrats to her then.
Yep, congrats to her. Congrats to Issa Rae. Congrats to Beyonce, I guess. Next, we got some more congratulations. Go to four young women who have won $10,000 worth of scholarship from the Angel Scholarship that Holly Bailey set up.
Nice.
So, Aaliyah Walker, Crystal Ike, Melody Papineau, and Felice Tolliver were chosen to receive $10,000 of the Angel Scholarship to pursue their performing arts dreams in college right now.
That is so amazing.
It is.
That's, I wish we had stuff like that.
Like, just let me hold 20. That's all I need. That's maybe 100. Like, that's it. Joe, have you ever seen Spirited Away?
Yeah.
The anime?
Spirited Away.
Yeah. Spirited Away.
Yeah.
So you know they have a live action stage play that's coming overseas.
No, I did not know.
So it's gonna begin April 30th at the London Coliseum and gonna run through July 20th. So maybe it'll come to America after that, but it's gonna be overseas, a Spirited Away live action. I've seen some of the photos and it looks pretty interesting. It's kind of like, because they got like a lot of animals on there that they kind of do puppetry for, and it's kind of very Lion King-esque.
Okay.
So I'm here for it. See how that be. I think that's, Mean Girls the Musical. Since October 3rd was yesterday, I can't not mention that Mean Girls the Musical is also coming to theater for all you Mean Girl fans out there, because who doesn't love Mean Girls?
Right.
Right.
It's a classic. It's so fetch.
And it still didn't catch. It caught and it didn't catch at the same time.
Right. And but it's supposed to be premiering January 12th in theaters. So a lot of the some of the original cast is going to reprise their roles, like the principal and Tina Fey. And then we have a lot of the people who were on the Broadway musical that's going to reprise their roles as well.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But
that's nice.
That's all the TV news that I have to share. What about you guys? Any TV news or entertainment news?
Writer's strike is over.
I forgot about that. That was on my other notes over here. Yes, the writer's strike is over. Not the actor's strike, though, but the writer's strike is over.
At least we can get something. Because I was waiting on shows to come back. I'm like, listen, I tell you one person that wasn't on strike, Tyler Perry, keep his people busy, happy, and working.
All
his shows been coming on.
Well, they still coming on because they was already done, but like next season shows that's going to be pushed back more than anything. But they've reached a tentative agreement back on September 24th. It says it's going to be for a 3-year contract, and I guess they're going in 3 years, hopefully it won't be another writer strike, and then they'll just renew the contract if it's good enough. What they got is that series longer than 6 episodes are now required to hire at least 6 writers.
Yeah, good.
And they're saying now it's going to be a success.
I feel like this.
What did you about to say?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying,
I'll wait till you finish.
Now it's going to be, when they're getting paid, it's going to be success-based bonuses. So basically, if a show is successful on Netflix or Hulu, those writers get paid more.
That's awesome. I also was going to say that I think that's good that they've added more writers, because you can tell when shows only have a couple of folks in the room and you like, okay, ain't nobody else come up with something else, because this sounds like the same thing y'all just did 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, that and they start running out of good ideas. You're like, come on now, y'all.
Yeah.
Do y'all even watch y'all show? This doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This does not tie in. Wait, last episode, I hate watching the show and they be like, last episode, now they added all these extra clips that didn't even happen. Like, stop playing with me because y'all just added that to make this tie together.
I'm like, that didn't happen. When did that happen?
Was, yeah, it was four episodes ago. That little clip, it, and then the rest of it, last episode.
No, because that's exactly it. Because that used to make me mad with the CW shows. You do that a lot, especially like Black Lightning. You'd be like, it'd be something like you really into, and then, oh, this used to happen all the time when we used to watch Riverdale. It'd be something you really into, yeah. And then six episodes, they don't talk about it, and then all of a sudden, it come back up, and you'd be like, wait, what? Hella trash. Hella trash. Like, do y'all follow y'all show? Get it together.
You telling me I had to wait seven episodes to get back to Jane getting missing? That was a key thing.
Like, I don't even care that she's missing anymore.
No.
She could be dead for all I care now.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times how they used to make me take hiatus from the dang on show.
Because it's just better. I just binge this. I don't even want to watch this week to week anymore.
Everything ain't designed for everything.
It's
ain't
okay.
Designed
I ain't going to watch the episode I missed.
It ain't. Everything ain't designed for week to week. Only really good shows can be week to week. Because you be needing a break. You be like, ooh, that was intense. I can't wait till next week.
Right, right.
The last thing that they got for the writer strike is that AI-generated material can't be used to undermine a writer's credit on a product, on a project, okay. I mean. So, they was always worried about people using AI for upcoming projects. So now they got that in their contract. So hopefully that works out for them. But, yeah, so that's it. Nah.
That's good. Good for them. Congrats, guys. We're happy for you out there in TV land.
Yep, now we can get our shows back.
That's all right.
I'm just mad a lot of shows got canceled. Right. A lot of shows got canceled because of this, because they didn't want to hold out. And that's so dumb. So if we ain't got no more TV news, I guess it's just time to go ahead and hop into our TV talk. Actually, let's do yours first, Freya. Let's do this topic for Ratchet TV. Tell us what we need to be discussing this
let's
week.
Let's get ratchet. So guys, this topic I have for you today takes place on a show on Bravo, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Utah.
I ain't even know they had like Real Housewives in Salt Lake City. That's crazy.
Listen, ain't nothing going on in Utah but a bunch of Mormons, because there's a bunch of these women on this show, majority of them are Mormon. I don't say can't, that's what they were practicing. They used to practice Mormonism. Most of them have left the church. Some of them say they still in the church, but they not practicing what they should be practicing, because they all drinking alcohol, so that's a part of it there. But anywho, two of the ladies on the show, it's a new season that just started. We have a new character, not a new character, but a new person. Right. Her name is Monica. She's recently divorced, right? She's recently divorced, so she's going through a divorce. She has some children. She was kicked out of the Mormon church. She came clean she was sleeping.
What the hell? How do you get kicked out of the church?
You gotta be a hoe.
Some of them have been kicked out for other things too. But the thing is, they don't be kicking the men out. So she got kicked out the church because she was sleeping with her husband's sister's husband. So essentially her brother's brother-in-law, yep. But you know, that route. They were sleeping together for several months. She felt bad. She came clean. They kicked her out the church. So, and when you get kicked out the church, you can't be Mormon. Like, they kick you
who
out
did
out
she come clean to?
You came clean the church. You got kicked out. You might as well kept.
Why would you?
That's the case. You might as well.
Right. Why would you tell the church?
She said she felt so bad. I don't understand why she told either. I'm like, did you not see the examples that were set before you from other people? Like, yeah. So anyway, she's going through this little path. She's finding herself. So they went on a girls trip. It's about seven ladies. They go on this girls trip. There's another lady named Lisa Barlow. She's very successful. She has a tequila line. Like, she sells tequila, you know, business. So on the way on the trip, she lost her ring, a band to her wedding ring. The band was $60,000. So the girl Monica is like helping her look around the bathroom for it. She stuck her hand in a nasty ass tampon box, looking forward for Lisa, right? Lisa talked about this ring the entire trip. They were gone for about 5 days. Every day, Lisa said, I'm just really upset about my $60,000 ring. Oh my God, my ring, the big one, John. She called her husband. She talked to the security guards at the airport. It's $60,000. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to call the jeweler. Yeah, do we have insurance? How much is the insurance? Oh my God, I'm so sad. Like, the whole trip talked about this damn ring. So the ladies did a thing where they were supposed to dress up like drag. Lisa had a meltdown, didn't want to put drag makeup on. She likes how she looks in her regular look. She didn't want to put on drag clothes. So on the bus, Monica confronted her like, well, I was just saying, you know, no, Lisa said, what's this statement about wet noodles? And she was like, well, I mean, you were being a wet noodle. Like, you're so consumed with your look and your materialistic things and your $60,000 ring. Like, and so she snaps on her. Lisa's offended. Monica's offended. My question is, how do you feel about people bragging about their status on things and the things that they have, just constantly talking about, I could be on a, she got so mad. She's like, this is so crazy. I could be on a jet. Like, oh, I could be on a jet with Snoop Dogg if I wanted to, on a private jet. Like, how does that feel? You know,
I hate
Monica's
it.
Coming. Monica literally said, I'm wearing, like, this is Zara and Marshalls. And she was like, I mean, you got a Louis Vuitton bag. Prior to the show, Monica was crying because she went and spent money on this Louis Vuitton bag because she wanted to have something expensive to be around all these women. Mm. And Lisa is very, very, very. Yeah. Like, so I was just wondering how you guys would handle things like that. Like, how do you feel about people and, you know, them bragging about their materialistic things?
I usually assume it's fake or a facade anyway, so I don't be dripping off of it for real.
Right?
I literally avoid those people. Like,
that part.
If I'm cool with somebody and they that type of person, that's probably the end of the friendship, because I can't keep hearing that. I can't keep hearing that at all. I got one friend that didn't last it that does that. And I'm not even gonna say his name because I know he listens. So I ain't gonna talk bad about him. But he don't do it as much as he used to. But like back in college, he stayed talking about the shoes he wearing, the things he doing. Like, I don't care. That like
yeah, you, good for you.
Right, good for you. Like it doesn't change the fact that we cool. Like he used to do that for his homeboy, but you don't gotta do that with me. Like I'm the last person that care about your status any way, shape, form possible. Like,
yeah, and I don't care about your status materialistically. Like, what the hell is in your head? Are you cool to be around?
Mm-hmm.
Like, can I hold a conversation with you?
Mm-hmm.
I care less what the fuck is on your feet. What you walk in don't hurt my toes. Like,
I might care about what you walk in on, but that's just because I'm a sneaker geek. Not a sneaker head. I'm really into sneakers.
Well, yes, I understand your plight with that, but like for instance,
yeah, I know I get what y'all saying. I totally agree. I'm just saying, like, as far as the sneakers I'm looking,
you know, some stuff you try to correct, some stuff you can't correct, and honestly I would rather not hear you talk about,
but you rather talk about the cost.
You got 60. I said thank you. Listen, when she lost that damn ring in the bathroom and she kept talking about it, I said, oh, I hope Monica stole it. Like, I hope she took it.
She going to be at home like
Monica.
That's the whole issue. Like, that's the whole flexing on the cost. Like, the cost. You can have nice things and not brag about what they cost and still, you know, emphasize what that.
Yes.
Like, you could have been, oh, my ring. Y'all might have felt something for her. But,
it's the fact you kept $60,000 ring.
Yeah, count the zeros with me. $60,000 on this ring.
Yeah. Yes,
it's crazy.
That was my thing. And it was crazy because she didn't understand. She felt like Monica was coming for her. But I'm like, no, Monica trying to tell you to be aware of the things that you're saying. Like, mm-hmm. girl, shut the hell up because mm-hmm. you sound so, because
somebody's
like,
about to come rob you now.
Okay, that's all she cared about.
That's
period.
But that's the kind of friends you want, too. Like, you want somebody to tell you, like, hey, you keep doing this. Like, the people around you are going to feel some type of way. Like, I know you're not supposed to care what people think about you, but like, it's a certain way. If you don't want to be perceived as a materialistic person, but you keep doing materialistic things, somebody got to tell you, like, chill the fuck out. Like, quit talking about money and all that.
Yeah, so she ended up meeting up with one of the other ladies after the trip, Whitney, and Whitney asked her, because she's new to the group, she's not actually, you know, friends with these ladies. The ladies that she is friends with, she was, like, telling them that they was wrong for attacking one of the other girls. And Whitney was like, I thought you were flipping on your friends, but now that you explain yourself, she was like, yeah, no, I'm going to call my friends out if they're wrong for being an asshole. I'm going to call them out. And I appreciate you coming to me asking, like, where I was coming from when I was telling my best friend, stop it, you're being an ass.
Like, yep. So I had a friend stop talking to me because of that for a while.
Because you were correcting their bad behavior? I did too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yep. did you catch that?
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, because we were at brunch and
that's
she was
exactly
being...
who.
Oh, wait, who? Oh, what I did? Yeah. But we were at brunch and she was being rude to the waitress, and I'm like, hey, chill out, like, that we ain't even got our food, like, the waitress cool, like, it's packed up in here. And she took it the wrong way, and you know, sometimes I do come off blunt, so I had to ask my cousin, like, hey, was I tripping, or was she, like, being rude? And then she thought I was talking behind her back and stuff, and just, like, straight. We wasn't cool for a good 6-7 months after that.
What? Yeah. See, people be in their feelings.
Straight in their feelings. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we're not friends. If you can't tell me, I want you to tell me when I'm wrong. I don't need a bunch of yes men around me.
At all.
I don't want that.
At all.
No. Yeah. So that's my little ratchet telly going on for...
Yeah, Monica was in the right.
Let's get ratchet. Yes.
Monica was in the right.
Good job.
Tell her how it is.
Yes, Monica, and take that damn Louis Vuitton bag back. Fuck them. Once Andy cut you your first check, girl, then you can go get you one.
And she probably won't.
That's that check gotta pay bills.
And tell Lisa next time Lisa bring up some money, girl, tell Lisa to let you borrow. Can I have that? Can I have this?
Like,
she got $60,000 worth. Girl, let me have some.
Her husband got $60,000.
Right.
That's I mean, Monica done already slept with her brother-in-law. She can go ahead and sleep with Lisa's husband too.
I said, listen, they got some ratchet stuff on there. One of the ladies who started on the show came back. Her name is Mary. Mary is married to her grandfather. He's not her biological grandfather, but it's her grandfather. And she is married to her grandfather. They have a mega church. And so when Monica told everybody why she was kicked out the church, Mary said, tell me about that. But I said, yes, because Mary, like, yes, somebody talk about her before. Leave me the hell alone. We didn't talk enough about me, Mary, and my granddad. Leave me alone. Yes, and Mary been cutting up this season. I really don't know why she's there. She don't like none of the, I know. Yeah, she's married.
Man,
to her
I'm like,
granddad.
Wow.
Every
time you say it.
In Salt Lake City, this is what's going on.
It makes sense. Yes. It makes sense.
Salt Lake City. Mary doesn't want to deal with the women either. Like, if you're at an event and you're at an event and someone say, hey, Joe, hey, Orson, come sit with us. What's your response?
I'm weighing the options.
And even if you don't want to, what would you say?
I'm like, oh, I'll be right there. Let me go get a drink. And then I don't never come back.
The expression in your face. And just keep going.
Mary, they said, hey, Mary, girl, come sit with us. She said, stop that. Don't talk to me like that. I don't like it. I'm not coming over there.
I fucks with Mary.
Mary is my hero.
Mary.
Set them boundaries.
This whole fucking our granddaddy shit.
Mary, nobody is talking to you. Quit talking to me because I'm not talking to you. Like, that's, Mary is straight to the point. They went out to eat. She was on the Sprinter bus. They asked her, come on, Mary, we getting off. She said, when you get in there, wave back at me and let me know if I should come in. Then they said, no. The lady she told that to said, I think you should just come in, and if you don't want to be in, you can just leave. She said, no, I'm going to stay on the bus.
Like, it's easier to just stay. Look,
they were at a fancy restaurant. Do you know what Mary did? When they got their ass off the bus, she linked up front and told the driver, can you take me to McDonald's? I want a fish sandwich.
Them Salt Lake City girls ain't as bougie as the rest of those people. That's funny.
Mary is bougie. She got great fashion, expensive taste, but not with them. She is not here for their ass. She is there for the check. She don't like none of them.
Hilarious. Listen,
they did a team building event. Mary said, oh, I know exactly who to trust and who not to trust in this group. I don't need to do the trust exercise.
I might need to watch Salt Lake a little bit.
Yeah, you should just tune in for a little bit. Just get some good laughs, guys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's the end of my Ratchet television tonight. That's what I got for y'all.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, let's just hop into it. We're going to go ahead and talk about these shows we watched. So a new thing that we're doing this year, we're watching, instead of talking about the same shows every week, we're going to watch the first episode of a new show that we haven't seen, and we're going to judge it and see if maybe we should do some reaction videos to it. So our three shows that we watched this week was American Horror Story, the premiere of that, The Other Black Girl, and Gen V. Yes. So let's just go ahead and start American Horror Story and get that out the way, because I don't know if y'all feel about this, but I feel like that was my least favorite out of the three that we watched.
I barely made it into the show, but we can go ahead and get started. I'm ready to talk.
let's do this. So the name of this season is Delicate. And it has Emma Roberts and Kim Kardashian. By the way, Kim Kardashian did an amazing job. Like, her acting
really
was pretty much on point for this. Like, she acts better. She acts better on this than she does in Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Better than her show.
Like, that's crazy.
she took some acting classes. I said that too. I said she did really good.
Good job for you, Kim. Seriously. She was like, I'm getting this check. Like, this American Horror Story check, I'm coming for next season too. This season, right, oh, that Gaga money. Lady Gaga be killing.
Man.
But so this season was the first for some things. This season was the first time that Ryan Murphy was not the showrunner for it. And it's
Okay.
Yeah, and it's also the first time that they're using source material, because this season is based on a book called Delicate Condition by Danielle Valentine. So
Okay.
So basically, we would know what happens in this show if we read the book, which is kind of different for American Horror Story when you think about it.
Yeah, they come up with their own stuff.
Yeah, so basically, American Horror Story follows Anna Alcott, played by Emma Robinson, who is trying to get pregnant with her husband, which I can't remember his name, but they're trying to get pregnant, and they're trying to do...
Her husband's name is...
Dexter. Yep. Dexter. There you go. Yeah. Good shit. But her and Dexter are trying to have a kid. They're doing, what is it called? IVF?
Yep.
They're doing the IVF. Yep. And it's actually very creepy how it starts off with the person just grabbing her stomach. And man.
And it was, first of all, let's talk about this, okay? Let me wake up to some skinny ass lady. She can't even run. How you going to be in my house running into everything? Like, let's just get into it. You're going to jump up and then running and falling, tripping over stuff. Like, and it was a woman. I looked at the legs. They had on stockings and heels. It was a lady.
I think it was that red boot woman that had been following her around the whole time. But I don't think I'd wake up and chase somebody out of my house. I don't
know.
Like, not like that. I'm like, shooting, but... if you in bed with me, and being creepy, and the way she stood up
to the face. What you mean?
I don't think I would. Like, that's really creepy right there.
No, I would have been in the room. When they ran out, I would have closed the door behind them and been calling 911. She would have been running through the house, getting chased by nobody. That's what would have happened.
Like, that's
in a realistic world. I'm not chasing. No, they're leaving. They're fleeing the opposite direction from me.
Because you don't know who else in the house with them.
Yeah, and I and she didn't have a weapon.
Nothing.
She didn't have nothing.
Nothing.
She had that want to be pregnant.
And that's why somebody got in the house.
That was an intense opener.
Yeah.
That was probably the most intense moment of the whole episode, honestly. Like, after that, it went pretty downhill for me. Like, I was really trying to keep with it. But
I didn't like her walking to the dinner. Why did her boy? Why her husband let her walk down the alley by her damn self?
Asked the same thing.
There and she was getting there late.
Y'all were there together. Y'all were at the house together. How did y'all not leave together?
Yeah.
And
I was so confused.
Do you? I mean, you a movie star. And he's an artist. I know y'all going to places with valet
all day.
Yeah, you don't have
my broke ass get valet, so I know they got it.
I love valet. My broke ass get valet. I get mad when I walk to this. I mean, I'm in an establishment like y'all ain't got valet. I gotta go find a parking spot.
Right. Oh,
it go
right.
Ew. That's crazy. Look, we used to be the straight people to drive around forever looking for a parking spot. Now we like valet. Do y'all?
It all depends on the venue.
That's true. That's true.
Also,
and if I want to smoke a drink.
Clinic, yes, if I want to do a pregame in the car before getting out.
But the clinic.
Why was the clinic so damn creepy? You're not putting my coochie on display. Why is that glass room? Like,
exactly. who coochie that damn special to get the glass room to show it off real quick?
I guess Anna Alcott. They wanted to get pictures of Anna Alcott's pussy.
They are putting aliens in her belly. That's how we know it's
happening. So do y'all think that the clinic is doing something, or do you think whoever is sneaking around her house, because there was a lot of sneaking in her house, messing with things, like her when she sat up on her phone and watched somebody change her appointment,
change her date. Which made sense on why she missed that first appointment. Mm-hmm. She was like, I checked it so many times and the time changed.
Yep.
So I think it's someone, I think, this is what I think. I think her husband, low-key, got some shit he not telling her. It's something going on with him because he creepy as fuck, too. Like, he got a little creep behind him, too. I think his ex-wife is still alive, and I think that is her as that artist. He trying to act like he don't see it. She don't look nothing like this lady. That's the same damn lady in the wig. Y'all not fooling me. It's the same lady.
I never thought about that. That it was like just her in a wig. Like, I just thought she might just really look like her.
Episode one, Fred saw the case.
I think it's the same person.
That she did. Like, if that's the same person, they've been fucking with her this whole time. Like, cause how you?
Yeah,
it ain't.
You gotta think.
You a movie star and people just able to get in your house like that? That don't make sense.
DDG's got slapped in his sleep.
And.
Yeah, that's fair. You're right. I mean, he ain't white people famous though. White people famous, they be having security.
Somebody able to get in his house and smack his ass.
Definitely New York white people famous. Like, they got a doorman. Like, how they get all the way up there? Like, they got a lot of stuff to stop you to get into your house.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that his ex-wife is still alive, and
she couldn't conceive.
She don't want them to have a baby.
It's the same baby.
Yeah, because she couldn't conceive, but I think it's something. But I think it's something wrong with her.
In on it.
Oh wait, she looked up the ex-wife and saw that she died. Remember, because she was famous too. They looked it up on online, so she got to be dead.
Elvis and Tupac made their death though too.
That don't mean she did.
That's true. What else do
I think?
Like,
what you think?
That's my prediction. I was gonna say, I think.
Are you gonna finish watching the season?
Did something to the ex-wife.
I don't think I'm gonna finish watching the season.
You? What you pray?
I think her husband did something to her, to the ex-wife, because he was all like, she couldn't have a baby or whatever the thing. Like, the way he said it was like. Yeah, so I got rid of her ass.
American Horror Story is a whole.
I thought he didn't want one.
I don't know. It's not scary. It's not even
all of
them. None of it's not scary. It's not like even super creepy. It's just really cringe.
Really interesting.
Cringy. It's just like that creepy feeling. No, what you mean?
I don't know. I've liked a lot of. Well, now I'm gonna say a lot of seasons, but I really love.
I like Freak Show.
That's the one I haven't seen. I haven't seen Freak Show. I'm a fan of Coven.
Angela Bassett. I liked the Coven too.
I liked Coven. I liked 1984 or whatever it was.
Yeah, the horror movie.
I liked. I think I liked Murder House. I liked that first one.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and when I realized, when I found out that, so this is season 12, but when I found out that Ryan Murphy wasn't the showrunner, like, first thing I thought was, like, that means we won't be having, like, random homoerotic moments of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ryan Murphy know he love his leather and whips and all that kind of stuff. And that'd be the cringe part for me. I'm like, why does it got to be so dominatrix type shit? Like, that's not horror. That's just weird. Yeah. Like,
I guess.
That's
how I feel every time I watch American Horror Story, though. Just like, the whole show always just feels really cringe to me.
So we can't leave this show, talking about this show, without talking about the creepy old woman, Miss Preacher, who was following her around and popping up. And then, of course, like I said earlier, the woman with the red boots.
Yeah.
I'm curious of what their role in this show is going to be. Like, I low-key want to watch at least the next two episodes to figure out if they tell me what their role.
Cut her tongue off and put her mouth on that girl when she was laying down in that
She room. Did. Oh, and all that blood came running off into her mouth, like, it's so
That's
weird.
Cringe.
It's so weird. And that the nurse told Miss Preacher that she wasn't supposed to be in there, and I want to know why. Why can't Miss Preacher be in there? What's the whole thing with her being banned from the clinic? But that's that. That's all I got to give. Shout out to Andy Cohen for being on the show. St. Louis, stand up.
Yes.
Other than that, the creepy doll. I forgot about that. Somebody keep bringing that doll around her with the stuff on the stomach.
Putting the X on the stomach. The first Kim had her sign it, but then she went to Andy Cohen show.
And it was the X on the stomach.
Which I think is like a sign about the fertility thing, not wanting her to get pregnant.
What did the note on the mirror say? Don't do it or something, right? Don't do it, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Anna, don't do it.
But didn't she already do it? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? The thing I'm hate most about this is they're gonna think that she's crazy this whole time. I really do hate that trope of think when someone is telling you, like, no, people are following me. No, like, somebody was in the house, like, no, maybe it wasn't that. Like, and then at the end,
did you leave these out on the table? She's like, no, I put them in the refrigerator last night. Why they on the table? I was all like, asshole, because you took them out the refrigerator, bitch.
Like,
you know,
you're just not thinking straight. You've been on a lot of meds lately. I know the difference between real and fake. Like, I'm not crazy. Yeah.
Or are you not?
That's true. That's true.
But
she might be crazy.
Something is happening. Look, because I'm like, but something is happening, though.
Yep.
Because I would be telling people, like, you ain't see that. You don't see these shoes under the... Hey, girl, you in the bathroom? I be calling motherfuckers out. You ain't finna scare me. Who in the bathroom? Knock, knock.
Knock, knock.
Oh, we got to talk about the friend, that bitch, the black chick when they was at dinner.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She's trash. She in on it, too. They all in on it. If building on yours, your prediction, she ain't on it too.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But anywho, on a scale from 1 to 10, what y'all give the season premiere of American Horror Story Delicate?
Give it about a 5-6.
Okay,
I gave it a strong 4.
Oh my God, I'm so happy to hear y'all say that. I thought I was gonna be the hater this time, and I'm right there with y'all. I'm gonna give it like a 4.
No. No,
I feel so relieved. I knew y'all was gonna be like, no, I give it a 7. I give it a 6.5, and I'm like, it's a 4, and y'all be like,
no.
A four was a stretch. I know. For me.
It was a stretch for me. I'm being generous for y'all.
I did a 5-6, and that's for characters alone.
And that's the delivery, like the characters acting is what would have that gave it a little nudge.
KK got y'all where y'all at.
Mm-hmm. That, like, KK, how is Kim Kardashian the strongest thing about the show? That makes absolutely no sense in my mind. Like, mind blown. Anywho, let's go ahead and hop into the other black girl. I really enjoyed that. So the other black girl is on Hulu. It follows Nella, an editorial assistant who is tired of being the only black girl at the company. So she's excited when Hazel is hired, but I got a nasty taste in my mouth about Hazel, but let me finish reading this. But as Hazel's star begins to rise, Nella spirals out and discovers something sinister is going on at the company. Well. All
right, I'm going to start. I'm sorry. This one. Nope, I'm sorry.
Go for it. Go for it.
Don't be that excited for that. I'm sorry. As I was watching it, like, it was just moments like, I'm like, I wish I was watching it with y'all because y'all would be like, oh, this bitch. And I'm like, see, I don't have it here because I'm not the demographic. I'm not the demographic for the show. But I'm sitting there watching, I watched the whole first episode and I was like, I don't know how I feel about this shit. I need another episode. And I was like, American Horror Story, I didn't watch episode 2. I'm not even gonna lie to you, I didn't. But this all right, episode 2, and I'm not gonna discuss episode 2, but I will say.
Thank you.
I'm not going to discuss episode, but I will say episode 2 was enough to make me want to watch episode 3.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go ahead and talk about the show. Let's converse.
So it starts off with the original black girl at the company in 1988, Kendra Ray Phillips, who was the editor at the time. First black editor at Wagner Publishing, I think is the name of the company. And she's running through, she's trying to get out the office, and then she's at the on the train, and all of a sudden, like, it just cuts out and we meet Nella for the first time, and that's when the show starts and we learn about her. We see that she's the only black girl there, and then next thing you know, the soundtrack was pretty good. I think I wrote that down. I think it started off with some Meg or something, but that could have been the Gen V too. Yeah.
Gen V had Meg, and this had it was like some 90s.
It definitely has some classic. I know I found myself singing a few times throughout the show.
The one complaint that I'll give about this show before we really get into the plot, I low-key get tired of this trope of being the only black person at a white company. And like when that moment when that girl Sophie came, like, did you read that article? And like, she's trying to be like an ally. Like, I really get tired of seeing that. Like, we get it. Okay. White people are awkward around us. Can we just get to the plot? Like, that gets old to me. But
live it on the rig still.
Who?
You already do. You nigga, you're black. We all.
You.
Like,
still
I work
from
home and I still kind of deal with it.
I don't deal with it though. Like that rarely happens to me.
Just go ahead and say it. Some of y'all gonna. Yeah, it's not good for your health, but you know, just go ahead and get it out.
Some white people are more niggas than niggas.
True. I agree.
Just saying, and I wrote that down. The overly woke white trope is getting old. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. But Nella has this problem where she's reading this book done by, I believe his name is Colin Franklin, who wrote Needles and Pens.
Man,
and there's a character in his book named Chartisha. You were thinking of Sharkeisha, that's why. But it's Chartisha. Startricia. That's what it is.
Chartisha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's saying it's very problematic and all this, and she wants to tell the author that, like, he needs to change this, or people are gonna be mad. And then her boss Vera decides, like, no, I'm glad you came to me with this first. Mm-hmm. You can't tell him that. You just got to play the game because you about to get promoted and you don't want to stir up anything. And which is trash. Now, what would y'all have done? Would y'all have told him the truth or would y'all have shut up and got that promotion?
I would have tried to figure out a way to do both.
Well, like,
get my promotion first.
Yes, because her boss technically said, make nice with him, get in the right position, then you can tell him.
She did. She did. Mm-hmm. That is true.
You know what I'm saying? So I kind of understood where her boss was coming from. Because, yeah, I probably would have been like, okay, well, shit, when they going to promote me tomorrow?
Because I'll tell him Friday.
Check in.
Yeah, is it before the book come out?
First check. All right, Kyle, let me tell you something real quick, like, motherfucker.
And I would have tried to catch him by himself and not with a group of people staring at him.
But technically, it wasn't her choice.
It wasn't. Mm-hmm.
Because
it was the other one.
Here we go.
But let me rewind before we get there.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Because I would like to say that I knew that was finna happen. When she came around that corner, when she came in that building that day, and it was she don't know, she was just coming in to work. She got the best assistant job. She worked with the best one. She hit that corner, and that lady said, Les, or whatever she called her, Lisa Les, what was the little nickname? She came around the corner. She said, come on, she to be my new assistant. And I seen her black cute self with them locks, and I said, because this shit is not going to work.
Yep.
Like, it looked like it's going to be fun, but this shit is not going to be fun.
Yep.
I knew it. I seen that little smirk on her face, and it was something about the smirk that I was like, bitch, you trying to take my job?
And then she started gushing over old girl's boss because she was working for the other white woman. But she's like, oh, my God, Vera, you work for Vera? I love her. She's done this, that, whatever. At that moment, I was like, oh, this is I was hoping for the best. I was like, I really hope they end this together. And, like, they end up being the two final girls trying to fight whatever the monster is. But,
I was hoping that, too. But she it was something about that smirk I seen. It was like...
She the other black
that's
girl.
That's what I was going
to say. The original editor became a recluse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they say happened to her?
The original editor, she's a recluse and doesn't come out since the book came out.
The black woman.
I might be skipping ahead. I'm a little high. I'm sorry, guys.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, just be quiet.
My bad.
See?
Because this is what I was finna say. So when she came in, was that supposed to be her? Who was that standing on the side of the building in the scully cap watching her come into the
building? That's what I was trying to figure out, too, because it didn't look like her. Because you know who old girl is, right?
Yeah.
That's Josie from Riverdale.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I didn't think that was her. Yeah, I didn't think that was her because it looked.
I didn't think that was Josie. It looked like the main character with a scully on. It looked like her to me. I started thinking like alter ego, like her bad side mind, but then they swiped the key card and it was just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I you know what? For a split second, I was thinking that Nella was Kendra. The original editor, I was like, do they look that much alike? Are they the same person? But when I was doing research, I realized it was two different actresses. So I was like, okay, that's not going to be a thing. But anywho, let's talk about Nella and her trash ass because not Nella, Hazel and her trash ass.
Hazel.
As soon as she said, "Girl, you got to tell him, and if you need me, I got your back." I'm like, nope.
Hello.
There we go.
Abort.
This is it. Abort. Don't do it. Abort. She is not going to have your back. This is going to be all bad.
And that's
don't keep her around.
Y'all both saying, bitch.
Yep. I did. I was like, this bitch. I was so mad. Especially when she called her over and said, oh, yeah, I read the book. And, you know, I think Nella has some thoughts. I'm like, I didn't. It was great.
And no, I didn't, bitch. Mm-mm. I thought it was great.
See, I try to keep your jobs too.
No.
Hell yeah.
I would have told. You ain't gonna put me on Front Street. Like, I'm like, no, I think it was cool. And then later on, I tell you, but like, it gotta be my choice.
No,
you can't trick me to do it.
What I really did was said, yeah, you know what? So did Kendra. I mean, what you think too, girl?
Hazel.
Like, Hazel, you thought so. You had some thoughts too. Drop yours first.
Right. Ooh. You brought it up. You go ahead and drop your thoughts. Because I want to hear and see if we go inside.
Right? You started. Go ahead. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's fresh in your mind. You read it today, so it's fresh. Go ahead. Let us know.
Since you brought it up, motherfucker.
It, man,
yeah.
And then she gonna when it happened in the big boss, I can't remember his name, but when he walked off, and she's like, I don't know, I'm sorry, I didn't know what to do, bitch. You knew what to do, you knew exactly what you was trying to do. That's probably why you ain't in Boston no more.
Exactly.
Like, hey, like the music just said, that shit corny as fuck. Like, that was perfect timing. I could not believe that happened, and I'm ready to see where this show goes. Like, I wanted to keep watching after I watched the first episode. I was like, no, nah, because I'm going to be telling too much.
I'm sorry, girl. I just know I like the show. I was like...
And you know what? I'm the same way. I was like, don't watch the next one, because I'll be mixing up stuff. Like, because you remember in this scene, I'd be like, oh, don't mind.
I was
literally stuck. Like, I watched that first episode. I was literally drawn to it. I said, I think this is not the show for me to watch. I don't think I'm going to continue watching. So I was literally like, something told me, like, the way it ended when she got on the elevator, when she was running through the office getting on the elevator, I was like, finally something I could kind of get into on the show that actually felt like it was more... Little I can get into as far as of a TV show for me to continually watch. Like, all right, here go the creepy shit, finally. And so...
I feel like enough creepy stuff was sprinkled in through the episode up until that point. Like, all the reflections that she was seeing.
It wasn't enough
for me.
Yeah, and the TV. Shoot, the whole screen went from her computer to a camera. Somebody looking at her through a damn vent.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Wait, my favorite line...
Get it while it's fresh.
Can I say my favorite line from this episode?
What was it?
Or you want me to wait?
What?
It's in there.
Let's wait when we get to that part.
Okay.
But I think that's everything we had to talk about on that one. I don't have anything else in my notes that need to be brought up. She got a white boyfriend. Now, I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was strange.
Very progressive. Yeah,
I was like, no, I said, oh, that makes sense why she need her black friends at work.
Mm-hmm. She ain't got no kind of away from them.
Mm-mm. No.
So, but scale from 1 to 10, what y'all give this show?
I'm giving it a 7.58. Mm. More on the 8 side.
After watching episode 2, I'm giving it an 8.
Okay. I'm at a 7 for the first episode. Do y'all think it's worth watching every episode? Y'all gonna finish the season?
Yeah, I am.
Should we do reaction videos to the rest of the season?
Maybe, or at least a finale or the last 2 episodes, something. I don't know.
Or something. Possible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's that. Now let's talk about the last show, Gen V, which
G-Mob.
I loved it. I love Gen V.
I absolutely loved it. It was real bloody.
It makes sense. I see what you did there. So Gen V, for people who don't know, who might be living under a rock, is a spinoff of The Boys, which follows college age superheroes basically in college trying to figure out if they're going to become crime fighters or performing arts students or whatever they might do with their powers afterwards.
Or in jail. Stop. Don't skip. Or in jail, because if you don't get adopted, you go to the adult.
But that's just her. Jail. That's just her, though. That's not everybody.
That one just her.
Yeah.
That's why they drug. No, you ain't see them dragging that girl off in that truck at the beginning, the and it said adult.
Like, yeah, that was from the orphanage. So if you in the orphanage, you basically going automatically to that place. But she's just so happened got in college, so
yeah,
she gets an option.
Yeah, but if she fuck up, she don't get no option.
Yeah, everybody don't get that option to go to college. Like, I don't know how she was able to.
She applied. She applied to it. You remember she screamed when she got her letter?
No, but that's what I'm saying. I don't understand how...
What's the criteria?
Yeah, what's the criteria for to allow these kids to apply for college? Because why don't everybody apply for college?
Your superpowers got to be real good.
Yeah.
Have some circles.
So I thought that was a weird thing. Like, after 18, now you go into this other facility. Because I feel like that place was basically a jail as well. So you basically going straight from juvenile delinquency center to college, or you going to juvenile delinquency center to jail.
Preparatory school or jail, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So she goes, she has a roommate named Emma.
She does. Oh, wait. And we got to talk about her getting her powers first.
Oh, yes. That was a nightmare.
I said, we got a banger now.
Man, so Marie is our main character, and she is one of the kids who we learned in, you know, in The Boys that parents were giving their kids V, and that even means. Though most kids got their powers early, she didn't get her powers until puberty hit when she got her period.
That's trash.
I'm like, you couldn't. This was me. You couldn't cut yourself sooner than this.
Couldn't fall. Find out what the hell was going on. Nosebleed.
But she probably has. She didn't get her powers until puberty. Like, she wouldn't have known. Like, if her powers were something else, it's just like X-Men. X-Men don't get their powers until puberty, and they get it when like something really dramatic happens. And so she just so happened that hers is to control blood, and she had her period, and then all of a sudden the blood just started flowing. Ash, Freya, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Because it's kind of related to the show, but now that I'm talking about this period, it kind of bothered me.
Okay.
Do women not, like, really hike up their dresses when they sit on the toilet? Because the way she sat down that toilet, it just looked like that dress could have got shit on it. Like,
yeah, it was not up high enough.
Like, y'all don't just pull y'all skirts down all the way to y'all ankles or anything. Like, y'all just
even if I don't pull it down to my ankles, it's pulled up above my waist.
I feel like I'd be holding my dress up here, like,
yeah, that's exactly how I look.
Man, she just flicked it back like Bugs Bunny playing the piano. You know how he do that, and then start like,
yeah,
that did not help.
No, I would never. Let me tell you, I would never do that because I don't want my dress touching the toilet. Like, I don't be want my stuff touching toilets like that.
I just thought that was weird. But back to the actual plot. I was talking about that, baby. Think about it. Because I was like, oh, that's gross.
Yeah, you were right.
Anywho, so she get her period. And good. I'm glad I know a little something. I'm like, she ain't raised right by a woman. But so this the blood starts floating, and her mama is trying to get in the bathroom, and as soon as her mama breaks in, it scares her.
Oh my God.
And she sends that blood flying through. Oh man,
guillotine
took her out. Took her out, yo.
Fucking crazy.
And then her mama's bleeding all over the place, and her dad walk in, and she freaks out, and all that blood. He got the worst, like. No, his death seemed quick. The mama had to suffer.
I don't know, I feel like he had blood spikes.
He had all the blood spikes in his head and stuff. That's why his went faster.
I feel like it may have went faster for sure, because like if that's his blood that was exploding in his shit, that's even worse.
Well, it was the mama blood, and she made the blood explode into spikes out.
Either way, it's all bad.
It's imagine like you 13. 14, whatever, 10, I don't know how old you get, or when you get your period, but and that shit happens.
I would have passed out. How she tried to get up and run and almost fail, I would have just said,
like, for real.
How can this happen at school when a bully would have ran in the bathroom and it could have chopped her head off?
A bully, a principal, anybody else besides my mama and daddy, like anybody else this could have happened to. And her sister was there. Her little sister was there. Now they both orphans.
And now the sister, like, we don't even know where the sister is yet. She probably ain't even, she ain't talking to her. At least we know that much. And
do y'all think that the sister, because why would the older sister, the mom gave V, do you think that they gave the younger sister V as well? And then eventually she'll pop up with powers too?
Yeah, probably. If she ain't already got her powers, but got adopted by somebody.
I feel like that would make a good villain if because we might not have a villain, I don't know. But we'll get to that part. Anywho, so like you back where you were saying, Freya, we got to the school.
Yep.
Which is called God U. Which is okay. Out of all the things to call the school, God U. That's funny.
Okay.
But I guess it's short for Godoken University. That's what it's short for. Which, by the way, I thought it was a weird thing. That school that she was at originally, Red River Institute, and that university were both founded in the same year. Just something I noticed on the signs. They were both founded in 1965, which I thought was interesting that they would be founded the same year.
That's not too crazy, though, if you really think about it. Especially when they showed us all the stuff from like that last season of The Voice dealing with that fake Captain America. I can't think of his name right now.
I'm still on season 3.
Yep.
I haven't finished The Boys yet. I'm not all caught up on it. Last thing I saw, somebody was walking in someone's dick.
Yeah. So you like the beginning of the season.
I'm first episode of season 3. But yeah, so we at the school, we meet all the new characters. Like you said, her roommate Emma, who she's
superpower
is shrinking. Shrinking.
I don't like how she got a shrink either. That was trash. I'm like, ain't no other way to do this. You can't blow dry yourself small. Ain't no other way.
They powers are weird.
It take forever. Your power take forever. It take you 35 minutes to get like.
She said, "Give me a moment. I gotta go get ready."
She get little at a time. And like, the dudes, all a little bit now.
Yeah, she can't even get little. Can't she throw up again? Get a little smaller. And dude,
that's a weird power. Like, do she have to throw up to get big again?
No, she eats.
I don't know. Probably.
Oh, okay. Oh my God! So it really is an anorexia story.
Yeah,
I was thinking that, but I didn't realize that she got to eat to get bigger.
Yeah, she has to.
So okay, I did like the idea of that being an anorexic story. So I do kind of like that. I do like that. It's a weird way to go about it, just like they're doing the transgender story with our boy Jordan, who changes who shapeshifts between a boy and a girl. I thought that was an interesting way for them to do a transgender story, because you know they even had that moment like they canceled.
She's like, "Who the hell are you to cancel my?"
She was. I'd have been pissed too. I'm like, who the fuck you think you are?
She said, "Bitch, you said an assistant. Oh, you're not even the boss."
She said, "I'm the boss. I'm the boss." Said, "I'm the boss right now." It's one person. You're right. I'm sorry.
We are not. We do not condone Joseph they. McFly's.
Okay, we are not
cancel him.
I
cancel him. We said they.
Him alone.
I wasn't sure how it worked as far as in this instance. It's not like we don't even know if
since it's a superhero or a mutant, we'll use the it. You're safe for now.
Disrespectful to some. Direct.
One thing, and I wonder if y'all peeped this. I think he has different powers when he's a boy and a girl.
Yes.
Like super. Okay. I was wondering if he was just like changing.
He's stronger. No, he's strong. He's stronger when he's a boy, and when he's the female, he's got them globe things that be like shooting like the
I thought that was interesting effect. Detail.
I did too when I was fighting.
Three episodes of Superman.
No. It said one in the text.
Yeah, but it definitely say one in the text.
They all came out together, so I feel like the premiere.
No, because we always have the option of doing reaction videos if we want to continue watching it, doing reaction videos together.
I be high. My reactions are always fresh.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say, Joseph Shannon.
Oh my God, this is my first time seeing this.
Man, I hate you so much. Other characters that we meet, Luke, the golden boy. That whole time in the beginning, I was like, oh, of course, the golden boy, the blonde, handsome, white, blonde guy, number four. Like, and like, okay, so generic. And I'm so glad, I'm just jumping in. I'm so glad he died because I really did not want him to be the love interest for the main character. Like, as soon as I saw Chance Perdomo in this, that's who I wanted the love interest to be. The black guy who has, on here, his name's Andre. He has telekinesis.
Yes.
And some of you may know him as Ambrose from the chilling adventures of Sabrina, the Teenage Witch. Yeah, I loved him in that. And of course, the main character, Marie, was also in that as Rosalind. So I wanted to see them together. And I'm really, now that old boy blew up at the end, are you showing that to us?
No, I was looking at it. Oh. I apologize.
Now that old boy blew up, I'm really hoping that they become a thing.
So, okay, rewind. Okay, I'm also hoping the same thing that you're hoping as well. But I would like to, Joe Erk, I would like to go back a bit. What was those visions he was having about the woods and the guy? Because we skipped some stuff, you know. When she got there, they didn't want her to, you know, they was spending, they, you know, she was saving people when she first got there. Let's talk about cutting her hand. Why? That's the only thing I don't like. Why she got to cut herself to make her blood? You know, I do like she can control other people's blood.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. Like, you just can't make blood come out your nose or out of any other hole in your body at any time?
Yeah.
Well,
so what? What happened in episode 2 and 3 that you know?
I was just going to have to spit out a theory. You know,
okay. What's your theory?
It's a direct blood opposed to trying to pull it from an orifice. It might be a little more painful, maybe. I don't know.
That's probably true. You're probably right. Makes sense.
That's true, because if you think about number four, when she was trying to do stuff and her nose was bleeding, it took a lot to make her nose bleed.
I don't know how much control she has over other people's blood. But I wonder does she control it the same way? Or like stopping the flow is one thing, but is she like, can I fling his blood from over there to here?
Yes.
That's how her dad died. She used her mom's blood.
But then she's the most invincible character that ever exists, because the moment that fucking go ahead.
No, moment what?
I was gonna say, like, even like if that's the case, even the dude from The Boys, you know. I'm too high to fucking think of his name right now, but the fake ass Superman from The Boys,
Homelander.
Homelander, thank you. If Homelander, I could just fucking throw his blood up out of him, and he's dead. Explode him.
But that's the real question. Can she pull blood out though? Like that's the question.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, is she a bloodbender?
You know, but
that's true.
You said is she a bloodbender?
Yeah, for like Fred, you probably have never watched Avatar, but Avatar, they have water benders, and since the human body is like mostly built up of water, they're able to blood bend, which allows them to control people and move them and whatever. And so, if that's her power, like, couldn't she control people's actions by controlling their blood in her
body?
And I hope it takes it to that level. That'd be dope.
I think that it probably will, because I feel like when Andre made that damn dolphin, Don Juan, whatever that thing, what was it? A swan.
Oh, the hummingbird.
When he made the hummingbird, and it cut, oh girl, I said, as soon as that shit happened, I said, of course your power is to control something, and you can't control it if somebody bumping into you. Get your ass back at home. You're supposed to be in school anyway.
He also was rolling, though. He was on a lot of drugs, so... Somebody hit him. He's like, oh shit. Like, my bad. And they straight left. They straight ran up out of there.
They burnt out. She was the only one there talking about some. Okay. She put all that lady to help me. She pushed all that lady blood back.
She was getting it too.
She was. I was happy for her. I thought that was going to change everything. And then that motherfucking Dean.
Wait. Let's not get there yet because you wanted to bring up the forest and stuff. So let's go back to that because that brings us directly to the Dean. So I think him and his brother have a psychic connection. Golden Boy and his brother was named Sam. And for some reason, I think that boy that they said was hopped up on meth running through the thing. Cause you remember he was like, I don't want to go back to the woods. I think that's Sam. And whatever the woods is, I think that might be the college version of where they were. Where were they sitting those kids earlier? To the Elmira Adult Rehabilitation Center. So I think that might, if it's not already that, I think that might just be the college version of that, the woods. And it's not even real woods. It's wallpaper.
I wonder, did they take Sam as a kid? Because why does he show up to his brother as a child when he's grown?
That's true.
So I wonder if it's almost like he went, like they was in the orphanage and the Golden Boy, because remember he was discovered, or, you know, what did that man say about the Golden Boy? Like, you know, he was all like, ooh, he was the best kid. They found him somewhere or something.
Oh, was he? See, I didn't catch that. He was an orphan. If he was an orphan too, that makes sense then.
Yeah, I think he was an orphan too. So I'm going to go back and see, because the Dean was like, he found, you know, he was one of the best or something. Mm-hmm. And I knew he was going somewhere, because he kind of made that point to say that to Marie. Yeah, he made that point to say it to Marie about that. So I wonder if he was an orphan and his little brother was sent somewhere else after so long.
I can't wait to find out where they go with that. And so, yeah, like you said, the brother showed up to him in his dreams, and that had to have been like a serious conversation for Luke to flip out the way he did.
He came and everything was on fire.
Blazing hot. He hugged this man, burned him up. He said, first off, if I tell you, like Marie told him, if I walk in on you killing this man and I tell you, oh, your secret's safe with me, bro. First off, he just expelled me. So I really don't like his ass. So we good here.
He burnt up now. Can you burn documents up that said I can't go here no more?
Like, it's some paperwork right there on his desk. Let's just torch this, be safe, whole building. Torch it all. I'm still a student up in here with my scholarship.
Yeah. Yeah, he never said I was leaving. That we did not have that conversation.
So the man name was Professor Brink was the one that he killed. And I'm curious of now who the bad guys in this series going to be, because if Luke, by the end of it, I was like, oh, Luke going to be the bad guy. He the one going to flip. But then, of course, he blew himself up. So he's not going to be the bad guy.
He blew up into a million bloody pieces. I said, damn, this episode was bloody.
That was intense for him to do that.
He said, you don't understand. And blew his stuff up. He couldn't even tell him what was going on.
He couldn't. Like,
I would at least wanted him to tell me, like, whispered in my ear when he gave me that hug.
Like, he had all options instead of killing himself. Like, bro,
the Dean was touching on my little brother. I had to kill him.
Something, like anything. The Dean kidnapped my kid. Like, and if the brother came to him, he should know the brother's alive. Like, shouldn't he want to save his little brother? Like, why kill yourself?
Right.
It didn't make sense to me in the scheme of things why he blew himself up. Like, that was a waste of generic white boy, handsome white boy number 4. Like, now we got to get generic handsome white boy number 6 or something to come up in here.
I'm happy with Andre.
Let's leave Andre as the lead, because we here for it. That's my boo. And he bisexual on this too. So, you know, I'm always for a black king to be on the show now.
I'm feeling your fantasy, child.
Man, like, I love the representation. Let's keep it going. I love anybody who's... Never mind, I ain't gonna finish my sentence because that could have been problematic.
We already had one incident today.
I know. We ain't gonna have two. We ain't trying to be canceled our first time back.
I literally was...
That's gonna be y'all. In the
speech of a mutant. I didn't know what to say.
There you go. You stick with it. You stick with that excuse. Not that excuse, that that cop out, I guess.
It's either one. These are facts.
The fight, we mentioned a little bit, the fight scene with Jordan and Luke. I really like that fight scene. I can't wait. I hope it's more fight scenes in this than what we got in The Boys.
These were some good fight scenes.
You ain't watched season three. Well, you don't even make that comment.
I mean, right. The first two seasons I watched, you don't get to make
that. You don't.
It got better.
You don't get to make that comment.
It got. There's more fight scenes.
Okay.
Catch up. Come on, friend.
I mean, it don't count if there wasn't a lot of fight scenes the first two seasons. You don't get to make that comment. I'm just saying.
You don't get to make that comment.
Anywho. I think that's all we got to talk about with this one. What y'all give it?
I'm giving it a 10 because I want y'all to come back and rewatch Danny to watch episode 2 and 3 so we can talk about those.
We going to do reaction videos to it.
Yeah, I react.
I low key might watch the next one after we start recording. I ain't going to lie.
I ain't gonna lie. I pulled it up. I can't stunt. It's coming up on my TV. I pulled the remote right here. When Joe said he watched 2 and 3, I'm all like, yeah, I bet.
I'm like, I'm about to smoke the fuck out of something and watch episode 2 and 3.
Right. There you go.
Listen, because when I seen it on the list for us to watch, I was so happy because I was like, oh, I need to watch the shows for the show, right? And then I had my TV up, and it was right there. And I was like, dang, I really want to watch this, though. And I seen it on the list, and I said, yes, turn it on.
Yes, I've been waiting. I wish we would have got a chance to see it in theaters last week, but I digress.
Yeah.
I digress. So what should I give it? From based on the first episode, 1 to 10, I
said 7.5 is what I had said.
I'm giving it a 9, I think. Oh, you giving it a 10?
Like somewhere in that 9.
Oh,
Joe said Joe has seen 1, 2, and 3.
Right. First episode, I get a 9. Like, I don't even need an X-Men show. Like, just give me Gen V from now on.
Hey, no, so, I agree. The action in it was really popping to me.
In my defense and watching all three on this one.
I made somebody else watch it.
That's what I'm talking about. I got my brother watching it too. So when I actually went to go turn it on, I turn on the TV. Gen V's first thing popped up, like Freya says. So I click on it. It played episode 3 as the first episode. As I watched, I'm like, so I literally watched episode 3 and then said, "What the fuck?" And after watching the whole episode, it's a weird fucking way to start a fucking show. And
I'm
like, "Well, where the next episode at?" I'm like, "It's probably have 3 episodes," and then played. I said, what the fuck? So I go back. I don't watch episode 3 first for whatever reason. When I clicked on watch Gen V, it played episode 3 first. And then I went back and watched episode 1 and 2.
Someone beat you to the punch. No, they watched episode it before 1 and 2 you.
Still hadn't been watched.
Sometimes they do crazy. Weird shit like that.
I got played.
Yeah.
And so after watching the first 3 episodes today,
they say, read the book at the end and start over.
Right.
Choose your own adventure looking ass.
Okay. Yeah, I like this. I liked it though. I'm not gonna lie. I'm about to watch the next ones
for sure. Now, so. And I ain't gonna lie. I already did a reaction video to the first one, so I'm just gonna keep doing reaction videos for the rest of this season.
See, this nigga ain't shit.
When I started watching it, I was like, "It's no way that I can watch this without reacting to it." And I just had to. And I'm glad I did because it was a lot of great reactions.
Yeah. Dang, that's messed up. You did it without us.
Yeah,
I did. I knew he was going to talk about it, You watched all 3 episodes. At least I waited so we can all watch the rest of them together.
In my defense, 1, I watched the premiere. And then 2, I ended up watching episode 3 first, so I had to go back and watch the rest of it.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and close out this show. Of course, we're gonna close it out with y'all. Let us know what we watch, what y'all watching. What you watching, Joey yeah. McFly?
What am I watching? I watched some Bleach this week. I watched a new episode of the Walking Dead spinoff of Daryl. Just watched the first episode of that. Yeah, that's probably what I'm watching. Okay.
Then what about you, Miss Freya?
I'm watching, I finished Shelter, which was really good.
Oh, nice.
It's a series. I finished that. That was really good. Also on Netflix, Who Are We Running From? It's really good. It's also a series. And Who Is Aaron Carter or Something Carter on Netflix is good too. I watched it a couple months. Well, last month. It was really good. These are all series, bingeable. All the episodes are out. Yeah, that's what I've watched. And I'm also watching Power. I'm watching Forrest with Tommy. I just started that. So I'm only on like episode 2.
There you go. I've been watching Black Clover. And okay. Also, yeah, it's low key becoming my favorite anime. I'm really enjoying Black Clover.
Yeah, I enjoyed it when I watched it too.
I've also started doing a rewatch of Ugly Betty, which I forgot how hilarious it is, and I'm loving it. loving it. It's great when you ain't watched the show in hella. That show came out in 2005, and I watched it weekly, and I ain't watched it since. I'm like, oh yeah, I've been enjoying that. I've been missing you, Betty. But that's that. That was another episode of the TV Blurred Podcast. Thanks for sticking with us and you know, I guess still being subscribed after all these years since our last episode. Joey McFly, where can they follow you, sir?
Same place. Went nowhere. You don't want me to say it again.
Gotta say it. Gotta say it.
So, Joey McFly, that's a 4 on the end. Instead of an E, put a 3. Instead of an L, put a 1.
3-1-4. There you go. What can they find you, Freya?
You guys can find me at @whois_Freya.
That's on Instagram, man. Just Instagram. And of course, y'all can find. And you don't even be on Twitter anymore.
I'm not on the tweets or X. Start charging.
Yeah, everybody gone, man.
But
you can also.
It's the same on both platforms.
Nice, you changed it. But of course, you guys can follow me at That's So Orson on all social media as well. And make sure you like, subscribe, and share the TV Blurred. And we're glad to be back. So to all the Blurred and Blurredettes and everything in between, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day.